USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says it won't break up the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. The administration is hoping to pass a COVID-19 relief proposal that would boost funding into vaccine distribution and also help schools, small businesses, and individuals with more stimulus checks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We are not going to put ourselves in a place or anyone in a place where we're choosing between helping families to put food on the table and making sure kids get back to school.
President Biden signed two executive orders focusing on health care.
All times that we need to reinstate access to, affordability of, and extent of access to Medicaid is now in the middle of this COVID crisis.
One order hopes to safeguard women's health in the United States and abroad. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Health officials in South Carolina announced they've identified two cases of a COVID-19 variant that emerged recently in South Africa. They're the first confirmed cases of the mutated virus in the U.S. The two patients haven't traveled internationally, and they didn't know each other. The new variants, first reported in Britain and South Africa, are said to be more transmissible, but most experts have said that the available vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna should be effective against the mutated strains. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, there were about 152,500 new cases nationwide on Wednesday and almost 4,000 deaths. Currently, the death toll in the United States is 429,000. Other COVID-19 news, San Francisco is now allowing dining and certain businesses to reopen. And the White House COVID-19 response team has approved vaccines for retired nurses and doctors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is gearing up to reform the Supreme Court. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
The White House announced President Biden is forming a commission to study Supreme Court reforms. Eight progressive organizations band together to form the Unrig the Courts Coalition to pressure Democrats to use their power to act. Their four demands are expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court, expanding lower federal courts, enacting term limits for Supreme Court justices, and improving ethics and transparency requirements for justices. The White House declined to comment if Biden is already staffing up his commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Back in March 2020, when we first entered the lockdown to prevent the coronavirus spreading, headline after headline said that a massive baby boom would happen in about 9 months. Well, it's been that long, and evidence shows that prediction was wrong. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.